is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Another big political name is in the lineup for the third night of the Democratic National Convention. Political scientist Larry Sabato says for the second straight session, a former president will command attention.
Bill Clinton and others will focus on the issues that will distinguish Kamala Harris from Donald Trump.
CBS's Caroline Cummings is in Chicago.
Tonight, the headliner is Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who will formally accept that vice presidential nomination. And he is going to try to introduce himself to Americans for the first time. A poll that just came out shows that 4 in 10 don't know much about him.
CBS's Scott McFarland tells us Donald Trump takes his Republican campaign to an important state.
Trump pledged he would return to outdoor rallies after the attempt on his life in Butler, Pennsylvania last month, and he's doing so today in a battleground state, North Carolina. We're in Asheboro, about 90 minutes outside of Charlotte. He'll appear with his running mate, J.D. Vance, to talk military and defense outside of a museum here.
Overseas, divers off Sicily have found 4 of the 6 bodies they've been looking for after 3 days after a super yacht went down in a storm.
An Italian fireboat turned into a ferry for the dead. Police divers are still working to recover victims from the wreck 150 feet below. This doctor treated the 15 who survived that night.
The word that all the injured kept repeating was darkness. The darkness that they experienced during the shipwreck.
They told him the superyacht sank within 5 minutes of being hit by that sudden freak storm. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Russian authorities say Moscow came under one of the largest attacks yet by Ukrainian drones since the start of the invasion. All 45, it says, were destroyed. The attacks come as Ukrainian forces keep up a push in Russia's western Kursk region. Now to McKinney, Texas. UPS drivers demand AC, better safety standards. Some say they've suffered heat exhaustion. One driver passed out at the wheel this week. Jeff Bowers is with the local Teamsters Union.
I'm hoping that they will take this serious. I've talked to some of the Amazon drivers and some of the other guys that have that AC that blows directly down on them. It's something that you just deal with every day.
Well, there's triple-digit heat in much of Texas today. Ford says it's changing its electric vehicle plans and will now focus on making 2 electric vehicle pickup trucks and a new commercial van. The company says it will cost less, have longer range. Ford is losing millions on its current EV lineup. Wall Street's right now, the Dow is down 59 points. The S&P is down 2. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. While the Wisconsin stops are done for now, the political activity continues in Chicago. Yesterday, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance stopped at Tenuta's in Kenosha after an event downtown where crime and safety was the topic. The Kenosha Police Union yesterday endorsed the Trump-Vance ticket. Last night, about 15,000 people filled into the Fiserv Forum for a rally with Vice President Kamala Harris. The event marked her second visit to Wisconsin since becoming the Democratic nominee and her 7th trip to the state this year. A Root River Bridge in Racine is closed today, impacting 38 between MM and Rapids Drive. The closure will last through tomorrow. Drivers aren't being told to allow for extra travel time. Milwaukee Bucks player Pat Connaughton's foundation is funding the construction of an indoor basketball court at the upcoming King Center in Racine. The $68 million development will include various services, including a federally qualified health center. And Kenosha County Public Health is hosting their annual back-to-school health fair tomorrow. It's at the Brass Community School from 3 to 6. Families can access walk-in immunizations, get backpacks and school supplies, and connect with local resources. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers beat the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-2 win over the Cardinals in St. Louis. Right-hander Frankie Montas pitched 7 innings, allowing the Cardinals just 1 hit. Manager Pat Murphy.
Frankie was great. He attacked the zone. Strike one was big. I don't know what the percentage was, but I bet it was really good. He's turned it up a notch, you know, and it's kind of cool. He gets it. Yeah, it's nice having his experience.
The series continues tonight. The Badgers women's volleyball team kicked off the season last night by beating Bradley 3-0 in an exhibition match. Wisconsin beginning the season ranked 3rd in the nation. NFL, after missing most of training camp with a hip injury, the Packers' second-round pick Edgerrin Cooper is happy to be back at practice.
Best feeling ever. I think that was the longest I've been without playing football, so, and just missing out and stuff like that. So it was mentally tough. Sometimes things happen, but it's about being a pro. You just have to do what you can do.
As rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper was Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Super sunny today with comfortable high temperatures smacking the mid-70s. As we stay clear tonight with light winds, we fall crisp. But we warm a little bit more with high temperatures tomorrow cranked up to the upper 70s. Enjoy the beautiful weather. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
WRJN. The rest of the story. The paint was barely dry on the sign. Dog training school, it said. Suddenly up drove a man with a frisky 8-month-old puppy. Puppy's name was Pal. The owner went on to enumerate Pal's problems. For one thing, he was not housebroken. He also chewed up everything in sight. He also barked all the time. And then the owner winced. Pal chased motorcycles. He'd hear one coming down the street, and he'd run to the fence. He'd squeeze through the fence if he could. He'd chase the motorcycle for blocks. Not only was this dangerous for Pal, it was annoying to everybody else, particularly to motorcyclists. So the owner asked the proprietor of the new dog training school, "Do you think you can train him?" Well, as I say, the paint was barely dry on the sign reading Dog Training School. But dog trainer Rudd Weatherwax, on that first day of class, had just met his first pupil. And this is the rest of the story. Rudd Weatherwax had loved animals all his life. He'd worked for dog trainers since he was a boy, and then one day he decided it was time to open his own school. So he built a nice, big, clean kennel and a dog run behind his house. And what was left of his yard, he fenced off for individual training areas. And then he painted the sign, and he waited, and along came Pal. He was a good-looking puppy, apparently well-fed, remarkably curious and energetic. His lessons began immediately. After the first day, Pal would come when called most of the time. It took only one more day for Rudd to housebreak him most of the time. But after 3 days, Pal was housebroken, and Pal had learned not to jump up on people. And within a week, he was chewing only his own toys. And he was barking only when spoken to. But then the owner returned. And Rudd proudly told the man that Pal was now a well-behaved pet, obedient, housebroken, not nearly so noisy as he had been. And would he now no longer chase motorcycles, Pal's owner wanted to know. Well, the truth of the matter was that whenever a motorbike sped by, the dog would still race from one end of the yard to the other, barking furiously at the elusive sound. In other words, Pal was still determined to chase motorcycles. The owner said that just wouldn't do. He said he would have nothing less than a completely obedient animal. Anyway, his home had been so peaceful since Pal left that he just wasn't sure anymore that he wanted to have a dog after all. And then the owner asked what was the balance of the trainer's fee. Rudd said it was $10. Pal's owner said, "If you want the dog, you can keep the dog and we'll call it square." And so, out of the puppy's life walked the human who had once pledged to care for him. And Pal, for an exchange of $10, was Rudd's dog now. And despite his continuing dislike for motorcycles, the puppy grew into a fine, amazingly intelligent dog. And, in fact, a movie star. In 1943, a male collie appeared in a motion picture that was to set a new standard for animal stories in the movies. Of course, you know that the world's best known dog called Lassie was really a motorbike chaser named Pal. And now you know the rest of the story.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, hit that song right. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, if that's all right. Just like the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Summer in the city, beautiful day today, blue skies, 72 degrees at Radio Park. We are your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Heading into the lunch hour with a great lineup of classics, including The Stones on WRJN.
It's all right now. The fight is together. to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
I'd be without.
God only knows what I'd be without.
Evil Woman. It's ELO, the Electric Light Orchestra. On WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits and more Brewers baseball coming up tonight. St. Louis Cardinals and the Brewers. 6:45 is the first pitch, so pregame just after 6 o'clock tonight. Day game tomorrow. That'll be fun. Brewers hanging in there. 10, 11 games over them over the St. Louis Cardinals in the National League East. So hanging in there with, what do we have, about 37, 38 games to go? I'm not counting the magic number yet, but keeping my fingers crossed. The Cardinals fade, the Brewers hold, and on we go to the postseason. So much to look forward to this fall with the Brewers, the Packers, the Badgers, and high school football starting this Friday.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pride Power Chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, he wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Up on the roof. Up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down and people are just
just too much for me to face.
Up on the roof,
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
Up on the roof,
on the roof, it's peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet.
Up on the roof on a beautiful Wednesday. Yeah, loving it with blue skies overhead, 71 degrees at Radio Park. Hanging on the roof, not a bad place to be on a day like this. Now that I've found you, I'll hang there with you all day.
Baby,
reservation, don't be slow. No, cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No, and I don't know.
Wasn't Saturday morning without the Monkees on TV taking the last train to Clarksville. WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. Chris Morrow in for Cindy Huber getting through Wednesday afternoon together. Let's see what's going on down in Chicago and around the state and right here in our backyard as we head down to the WRJN Radio Park newsroom for an update.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell, the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris's rally in battleground Wisconsin last night virtually doubled the DNC for a few hours. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
An energized crowd of 15,000 that stood in line for hours greeted the top of the Democratic ticket at the Fiserv Forum.
Let us fight for the ideals we hold dear, and let us always remember, when we fight, we win.
Harris thanked the crowd for making her the nominee. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Harley-Davidson says this week it's ending its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. The Human Rights Campaign says the decision shows Harley doesn't care about equality in the workplace. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Milwaukee Buck is taking a shot in Racine. Pat Connaughton's foundation is contributing to the construction of an indoor basketball court at Racine's upcoming King Community Center. The $68 million development planned for the Lincoln King neighborhood will include a federally qualified health center offering various services. Set to break ground this fall with an anticipated opening in 2026, the King Center will feature a gym, classrooms, a reading room, a computer lab, an e-sports studio, and a community kitchen. Kenosha kids heading back to school can get classroom ready. The annual back-to-school health fair, organized by Kenosha County Public Health and community partners, will take place at Brass Community School tomorrow from 3 to 6. Families can access walk-in immunizations, get backpacks and school supplies, and connect with various local programs and resources. Last year's event drew over 1,000 people. And a plaque honoring the newly completed West 6th Street Bridge was recently installed by the city of Racine. It celebrates the project that revitalized a historic landmark. The bridge mirrors the original and includes bike paths and safeguards for local protected species. It was officially dedicated in November of 2022. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN. more sunny today with comfortable high temperatures smacking the mid-70s. As we stay clear tonight with light winds, we fall crisp. But we warm a little bit more with high temperatures tomorrow cranked up to the upper 70s. Enjoy the beautiful weather. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man, I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that, me working for you. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Membership card to get inside.
Protesting anything and everything, including a sign, right? The five-man electrical band on WRJN. Your home for local news and timeless hits. Got the whole gang in here clapping and stomping and pounding the drums. It's the Tremolos. Here comes my baby, WRJN.
Time I do, I keep seeing. For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes. But it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Give me just a little more time. The chairman of the board on WRJN for 97 years. Your home for local news and now timeless hits. And, of course, a great weekend lineup for you, including Terry Havel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets, much-heralded rock and roll review show that he airs every Saturday from 10 to 2 here on WRJN. The stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day. He digs a little deeper into some things you may have forgotten, but when you hear them, they really ring a bell. It's entertaining, it's educational, it's Rock and Roll Never Forgets with Terry Havel, Saturday, 10 to 2 on WRJN.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Hi, this is Don Rosen here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrell at chris.morreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
Stick.
Those timeless hits along with local news here on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Morrow in for Cindy Huber. Let's see, news coming up here at 1 o'clock. Kurt Volman just after 2. Some songs you just never get the words right to. I mean, Louie Louie. Nobody knew all the words. What's another one? Blinded by the Light. Remember Manfred Mann? Nobody really got the words right to that one either. And this one, for years, I swore they were singing about finding a bathroom on the right. Now that I've said it, sing along. It'll mess your mind up for the next 20 years.